There are many towns in this country named Springfield, but only one can be the home to this fictional TV family. That designation brings several people here to visit every week. The story of how it came to be is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In 1989, the TV show The Simpsons quickly became a hit with many fans. The show, set in the city of Springfield, didn't specifically say which of the United States' many cities named Springfield was the home of Homer, Marge, and the family. That changed with the release of The Simpsons movie in 2007.
There was a national contest where all of the Springfields, which there are a lot, applied to be the hometown of the Simpsons Springfield. Springfield, Vermont won that contest. And we have the screening of The Simpsons movie here in our own little movie theater.
Mike Schmidt says his town of Springfield, Vermont, works to share the well-known fictional family with visitors.
We were granted license to leverage The Simpsons in the town and the movie of The Simpsons. So if you come to the chamber office, we have life-size figures of the family sitting on the famous couch.
Many folks do come by to get their picture. They also host events during the year with ties to The Simpsons.
In the summertime, we have a downtown fair and we have a 0K donut run.
Mike says longtime residents had mixed emotions about being selected as the hometown of The Simpsons.
The locals felt that The Simpsons kind of made fun of the town, and I can understand that, but if it really is a parody and it shows that we're all kind of working on the same plane and we have lots of different personalities and those all shine through in the movie and right here in Springfield.
There's no doubt the designation brings people here yet today to get their pictures with The Simpsons and to take part in local themed events. It's been a fun sidelight for the Springfield that became the TV family's home. Traveling the countryside in Springfield, Vermont, I'm Andrew McCrae.